Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken. Always great care and great taste.
From Nashville's WSM Radio, the original home of the Grand Ole Opry, this is a Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast.
Hey, it's Charlie Matos, and welcome to our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast. Well, you know, this holiday season, it can't be Christmas without a visit from Santa Claus. Santa joined us in studio to help raise awareness for our good friends at Toys for Tots. WSM and Circle Television, so proud to partner with Toys for Tots again this year. And you can go to the website, toysfortots.org/Opry, to see how you can be a part of it. Enjoy our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast with Santa Claus.
It's the man, the headliner, every year at this time of year. Santa is in the house. And we know you have a list. But what Kelly and Charlie and I want to know is, have you checked it twice? Is there still hope?
For Charlie, three times.
sadly true. Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah. You have a reputation.
That's live here on 6:50 a.m. WSM. It's
hi, Chris Kringle.
And, just got in from Hollywood, I understand.
Well, I was out there for to support the Marines Toys for Tots Foundation. I was I did my 20th appearance in the Hollywood Christmas Parade.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
That is
so Toys for Tots. It's Giving Tuesday, and you
Giving Toys Day.
There you go. National Santa for the Marine Corps Toys for Tots Foundation. And you're here to see us this morning to talk about that work. Give us the history of Toys for Tots and,
well,
Santa and Christmas.
Real quick, like Santa, Bill Hendricks was a Marine, World War II, came home from the war along with all of his fellow Marines. He was a reservist in Los Angeles. His wife and some friends made some dolls, thought they would get them to some of the orphans, you know, that had unfortunately lost their dads during the war. And Bill was trying to do that, and he couldn't find anybody to help distribute these dolls. And his wife said, well, you're in public relations type work. Maybe you can find something. He got his reserve unit to do it, but they also realized they had to have things for little boys. So they collected old toys and trucks and tricycles and cleaned them up and painted them. And that Christmas, they gave out 5,000 toys to children around Los Angeles. The Commandant of the Marine Corps, that was 1947.
Mm-hmm.
48, the Commandant of the Marine Corps wanted to have a stronger community image of the Marines and thought that this was a great, great program. So he issued an order that every reserve unit across the country would repeat and do Toys for Tots in their own communities. Thus, we started a program. Bill Hendricks also got Walt Disney to create the artwork, the little train logo you see for Toys for Tots. And of course, Disney has probably been one of our longest sponsors and donors to our campaign, just like Circle Network now is on board and helping us out. There's so many wonderful people out there that help us accomplish our mission, which is to reach the children.
And what are the numbers now as far as chapters?
Oh, isn't it great?
Children
last year,
benefit.
Last year, we have over 800 campaigns around the country, also Puerto Rico and other U.S. You know, areas. 24.4 million toys is what your listeners and other volunteers and people helped us put together and distribute to 9.9 million children. I think my elves have told me that we were about 1,500 short of the 10 million mark, which we'll probably hit this year.
This year, yeah.
Because there are still lots of families out there. And with the economy and everything the way it is, some of them are, you know, like it's that paycheck to paycheck thing we've been hearing about. Well, guess what? It affects the children. And we need to get everybody to help out.
So what's the easiest way, Santa, to be a Santa yourself and to help out?
Well, we want to invite everybody to be Santa ambassadors or to help us on the campaign. The easiest thing, of course, is get a toy, drop it in a barrel at one of our collection points. But if you don't have that luxury, how about going online? And Circle Network has got a special. Go to toysfortots.org, www.toysfortots.org/Opry. We've got a special webpage set up for people to go on and make donations. Now, here's the nice thing. No matter where your listeners are, wherever they make their donation, it goes to their local campaign.
Aww.
In other words, in their community.
And if you want to know, if you go to toysfortots.org, where the local chapter or the chapter closest to you, if you don't have one in your town, you can just click on find a local chapter and it'll pop up. And if you'd like to create one,
it'll give you the contact.
So
if you know of a family or someone who needs help, they can go there and get a contact off that website. But you can also order a virtual toy. Or make a donation just in total to help us on the campaign. But I'm always telling people, and I'm going to tell your listeners out there, close your eyes for a moment and think of that child coming downstairs in the morning or going into the living room and not expecting much because it's been difficult at their home. And there under the tree is that present that you dropped in a barrel. And that child's eyes light up, and on it it says, from Santa. But it's you that made the gift. You were the Santa. And I think that's what a lot of people need to do sometimes, because this is how we have the joy in life. You know, how many of us get that warm, fuzzy feeling when we do something for somebody else kind of secretly?
Well, that story you describe, I think, is borne out perfectly in the words and the music of Merle Haggard in a song called If We Make It Through December, Everything's Going to Be All Right, I Know. And what you described there is perfect.
I used to hang around Bakersfield and see Merle. So I know.
Hey, what are you doing tonight? You want to come to the Opry with me?
Oh, I would love to come to the Opry tonight.
Good. All right. Okay. I'll see you there.
And we can say hi to all the viewers that are watching the show tonight. That'd be great. That would be fantastic.
About Kelly Sutton, date night with Santa.
Hey.
Working it, aren't you, girl?
You're going to be at the Opry, you got an in.
When
you know?
You're sure remember, you're going to be Kelly. On the good list.
I got to do everything I can.
Kelly, you got to remember, my magic is toys. You know, so if you're looking for a guy or something like that, I'm
I got one of those. He's pretty good. Yeah.
Oh, he is? Oh,
yeah. Okay.
Marine Corps Reserve Toys for Tots. Toysfortots.org/Opry.
Opry.
By the way, Santa, a balmy 23 this morning at the North Pole.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Not too
there.
Bad. This
it's
is a nice time of year.
There, you know?
But you're headed to Maui among your stops, I'm told.
After I do all of the Toys for Tots things and stuff like that. In fact, I'm going to leave here and go to New York, and we're going to ring the bell on Thursday and also light the 100th anniversary tree at the New York Stock Exchange. But next week, I have been invited to join with the governor of Hawaii, and we're going to do Magical Maui Christmas for the fire victims. So on the 9th of December, we're going to have hundreds of families receiving toys and gifts, and some of them are going to get Christmas trees and decorations. And so I'm so happy to do that type of thing. And this is one time when Mrs. Claus says, can I go with you?
Of course.
Do we have a Nike dry fit version of the of your wardrobe for the warmer? Because usually you're dressing to stay warm.
I'm going to wear the same thing I wear all the
time.
There
you go. All right.
Santa's holiday garb is red.
Okay.
You know?
There it is.
So what does Mrs. Claus think about this picture that you gave me, a trading card with you, loving up on Mariah Carey?
Well, you have to understand that Mrs. Claus is also kind of my agent.
Yeah.
So, in other words, she got the call from Mariah's people and said, we need Santa at the Madison Square Garden. And she said, okay, we can make the arrangements. And they said, well, it's not just Mariah. It's also the Rockettes are going to be there. It's okay. I trust Santa.
Yeah. You're easy to trust.
You know, Mrs. Claus is a lovely lady. She has been there with me through thick and thin, you know, when I come home with a cold, she's the one that takes care of me and helps keep me healthy and keeps me back on the road real quick like. So
see all these little boys and girls
on
Christmas Eve.
She knows what
Christmas
my mission
morning.
Is.
Yeah.
She knows my mission.
And your mission this morning is toysfortots.org/Opry, Marine Corps Reserve Toys for Tots program. It is Giving Toys Day today on Giving Tuesday.
That's great.
Santa, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to all of you and to everybody listening here on WSM.
That's right. And to all, a good morning from WSM Radio and Circle TV. Here comes Casey Musgrave, y'all. Everybody sing it, you know it.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only hippopotamus will do. I don't want a doll, no dinky tinker toy. I want a hippopotamus to play with and enjoy. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. I
for listening to the Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast. Make sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And please leave us a 5-star review. This podcast was produced through the facilities of WSM Radio in Nashville, Tennessee. The hosts of Coffee, Country, and Cody are Bill Cody, Charlie Mattos, and Kelly Sutton. Producer, Eric Markham. WSM General Manager and Director of Content and Programming, J. Patrick Tittle. Copyright 2023. Opry Entertainment Group Holdings, LLC.
Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken. Always great care and great taste.